A few weeks after September 11th, an FBI agent called the Whitney Museum of American Art and asked to see a drawing that was on exhibit there. The piece was by Mark Lombardi, an artist who died by his own hand several years ago. Using pencil, Lombardi had created an intricate pattern of curves and arcs to illustrate the links between global finance and international terrorism. In other drawings, Lombardi has explored subjects ranging from the Vatican Bank to Iran-Contra. The results are not only fascinating slices of history, but also works of art that look like constellations of stars on a dark night. They're all a kind of 6 degrees of separation exercise about events instead of people. A traveling show of Lombardi's work opens this weekend at the Drawing Center in New York City. The curator is Robert Hobbs, professor of art history at Virginia Commonwealth University, and he joins us from NPR's New York Bureau. Thanks so much for being with us, Professor Hobbs.
Delighted to be here.
Can you explain how Mark Lombardi began doing these kinds of drawings? Did he start out as an artist or as a researcher of conspiracies?
Well, he actually started out as an art historian.
Was he doing a lot of research? What was he doing?
He was subscribing to 4 or 5 newspapers a day. He also collected hundreds of books, and he would go through the indexes of the books, and he would look at names, and he would look for connections of names. And at that point, he started using index cards, which at his death was 14,000, over 500 index cards. So Mark Lombardi wanted to write about this, and he was describing to an attorney in Los Angeles the situation, and it's the proverbial idea of the artist with the napkin, whereby he makes a little sketch on a napkin, literally he did, and then he realized, this is quite interesting. So he intended to use these index cards to put them around a piece of paper, and he thought, I'll diagram what I'm doing, and it'll help me figure out all of these complicated affairs, the intricacies of them. And then what I will do is I'll make this sort of sketch, and then I can write about it.
Huh.
He found that the drawing itself said, really, what he wanted to convey.
Do you think these drawings appeal most to fans of conspiracy theories?
Oh, I think that's certainly an audience for them. He's an artist, though. There are a great number of people in the art world who were fascinated with it because, one, the tons of information that is distilled, the beauty of the work, and the fact that he is presenting in art a great deal of information that is verifiable information. In your introduction, you talked about the FBI agent coming to look after 9/11. Yesterday, members of Homeland Security asked to come and see the exhibition before it opened. And having a work of art that has information that a government agency is looking at to verify certain facts is incredibly fascinating. They were intrigued by how Lombardi was presenting and dealing with the information. So we had a very informative and fascinating conversation about how computers present information and what Lombardi has done.
Now, as curator, was one of your jobs to check out the accuracy of these facts?
And yes, it was. And it's very hard. I mean, if you have so many different names, so many pieces of information, it's almost impossible to verify all of the information. Certain pieces of certain things that are listed in the drawing are in red, and these represent court judgments, actual dollar amounts. That is verifiable information. And I think Lombardi himself realized that not everything could be verified. So what you have is names. We know about connections of names. Exactly what is that connection is hard to characterize. So that is a line with an arrow in one direction or an arrow in two directions. So it's really the abstract component of the work of art. It's what can be represented and really what cannot be represented.
These drawings are really fascinating on a lot of different levels, but do they really stand on their own as works of art, do you think?
Well, if I didn't feel they stood as works of art on their own, I, as an art historian and critic, would not have become involved with them. The hook of beauty is a very important hook. With art, you have to want to look. And with Mark Lombardi, they're so beautiful. One wishes to look at the works themselves as compelling drawings.
Well, thanks so much for being with us, Professor Hobbs.
You're very welcome.
Robert Hobbs is curator of the Global Networks exhibition, organized by the Independent Curators International at the Drawing Center in New York City. You can see some of the drawings at npr.org.